four, three, two, one. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast. I am Joshua Teehee. With me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Josh.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's December.
Which
means it's getting cold.
We're busy and it's getting cold.
Everyone's busy. Right.
We don't have time to listen to this podcast, but we're going to do it. I know you don't have time.
You don't have time.
But we're going to play it.
Push it in there.
While you're getting ready, driving around the Blackstone and Shaw.
Yeah. Getting all your Christmas
out there. Fashion,
I don't even know what people
about
do.
Avoiding fashion fair.
Do
you go to fashion fair during Christmas?
Never.
Never?
No. I try not to. There was a brief period, actually, where, you know, I had a girlfriend. And so,
one time in my life, I had a girlfriend. That was brief. And that was it.
And so,
that was the only time I ever had anybody.
And so, during that time, you know, so I don't know about you, but for me, I don't really ever need to go to the mall.
Yeah.
For some reason. Women
not so much anymore.
seem to need to go to the mall more often.
Yeah.
So anyway, at that time I would go to the mall about around this time to go get various Christmas things.
Yeah,
I hated it.
Yeah, I don't think we went last year, but year before we went for Santa.
Oh yeah.
Take our daughter to Santa.
Right.
And, you know, I did that as a kid in fashion fair.
Right, yeah.
And it's in the same spot.
It's pretty good.
It's
pretty cool
traditional
setup. Yeah.
Santa visiting spot. Trying to think, like, why I would need to go in there. Like,
you would not.
I guess not. I think Target kills so much.
Yeah.
Like, Target and Amazon and Target. The combination
online,
of Amazon and Target kills so much for me.
Right. Needing to ever go anywhere
to
else.
A mall.
Right.
Like, I'm down with, like, finding local places, but there's very few local places in a mall.
No, there
it's
are not.
Mostly,
right. Yeah.
You I know there's a comic book shop in there, and there's here and there.
Some
there's
stuff,
a,
right.
There's a handful of locals.
But if you're going to the mall, you're not going for local stuff.
No.
You're going because they have the Apple Store.
But it's like, it feels like
Macy's.
To me it's just mostly clothes.
Right.
Women's clothes is like
right,
and so I'm just like, oh, I don't. And whenever I attempt to buy gifts, clothes as gifts, it just
backfires.
I'm just like, here's the receipt.
Spectacularly,
this is what I tried to do. Here's the receipt.
Here's the idea. Can you get the general gist of what
just
I was going?
Look, I tried. I really, genuinely tried.
When they say it's the thought that counts. That is
right.
What they're talking
See?
About.
I worked for this. I went to the mall.
I was at the mall. I parked.
Did the
at
whole
the mall.
Parking thing.
Right.
Yeah. This is the time where I stay away from the mall.
Stay away from
Try to stay away from Fig Garden Village in general because
Fig Garden Village, stay
super
away.
Busy.
Well, and also because it started this weekend, Christmas Tree Lane. You know?
Yeah.
Christmas Tree Lane. So you
Did you go walk night?
No.
No. Oh God, no.
So, you know, essentially for the month of December, Shields to Shaw.
They'll go north to Shields.
Blackstone to Fruit.
They'll go north to Clinton.
It's just done.
Yeah.
You just don't even stay away.
Stay away. River Park, Fashion Fair, Fig Garden Village.
Right.
Stay away from them.
Downtown seems to be happening. So.
You can shop at some local stuff.
Scraps. That's what I would
Scraps.
Say. Or Root.
Scraps
go to one of those two
Root.
Places.
So all the downtown local business have to have one title.
I guess so.
Tiles.
Yeah.
If you're not one word tile, you're not cool.
You're not well enough. All right. So let's jump in. What's been happening? I don't even know.
What's been happening?
I haven't been paying. I haven't been paying attention.
Did you go to the parade? The downtown Christmas parade?
I did not go to the parade. I caught the end of the parade. So Saturday, I cleaned my apartment, and when I was done cleaning my apartment,
it's about time.
I know, right? When I was done, I don't know, it was a little afternoon, and I thought to myself, I'm going to go get some coffee down at Brewfix. So I went out, and there were...
See, Brewfix, one more.
There was a stream of people coming, like thousands, maybe 1,000 or so, coming down Fulton Street.
You're like, what's going on?
I was like, what? So I went to there. I looked in the door at Brewfix, and there was a line. It was like to the door.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, not going to do it. So I went down. I went to Scraps, actually, and I talked to the owner there for a while, hung out, and then came back. And by that point, all the people had left. But it was really awesome because there were so many people down there. I mean, it was really, there were, you know, like I said, it was a very steady stream of people. So I think it was an event that was well attended, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It looked like it. And what's crazy is that day, that was, so he had the Christmas parade downtown.
Christmas parade.
Clovis had
their electrical Christmas thing.
Patriotic Christmas parade. And
Walk Night.
Walk Night on Figure.
Christmas Tree Lane.
Christmas Tree Lane.
Yeah.
And Fresno State was playing
Fresno State Boise.
Mountain West Championship.
Yeah.
So
almost won.
And those are the big events.
There was a lot going on, yeah.
And they're all well attended and all, there's just,
right.
And there's too many people in Fresno now.
And the night before, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Foo
Fighters!
And I feel bad because every single person I know went. And so I feel like, I'm not a huge Foo Fighter fan. Anyway, so from just that standpoint of like, eh. I'm sure I would have had a great time, and I hear there were lots of things that I would have loved about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Alice Cooper cover, for example.
They played an Alice Cooper cover. Played Tom Petty cover.
Under Pressure.
They did Under Pressure.
So, I would have had a good time. But yeah, just so many people were at that I knew, you know, I know tons of people who were at that show and really had a good time and then carried it on all weekend. Just a big old party. So,
woo!
Yeah.
It was a great show. You missed out, man.
I know.
So, I went with producer Becky. And went to campus and like, oh, because we kind of go to Campus Point. We go
often.
To Mad Duck.
Yeah, yeah.
And we tend to go there now more than River Park.
Okay.
As far as going to movies and going, getting something.
I know a lot of people like
so
that.
So now we've kind of switched to Campus Point for the most part. We'll still go to like Yard House and something once in a while. But for the most part, Campus Point.
Yeah.
If we want movie and drinks.
And let me guess. Ridiculous.
Oh, it was. I mean, I knew it was going to be busy. It wasn't like a surprise, but like Mad Duck was 2 hours
wait
to get any to sit down at all. The fast food Mexican place,
Wahoo's,
completely like overflowing packed, like every inch was packed with people, and there every single place that was open there
was
completely full.
Crazy.
So they're doing good, I guess. That was a whole probably one of the selling points of it was like, hey, we're gonna before shows we're gonna have this big thing, and
apparently it was, especially for this one. I've been to shows before there at Save Mart Center and walked over and got coffee or something over at Campus Point. And sometimes it doesn't seem to be that crowded, so it may be just... But a show like this...
And it was a Friday night.
A rock show, Friday night, a band who hasn't played here before.
Mm-hmm.
So lots to be excited about.
That always gives people, extra buzz.
Yeah.
And I'll pay attention to the Fresno references, and I would say Dave was positive. There was no negative Fresno energy. A bunch of
Yahoos. He
never gave once did
no
a negative
Fresno.
He didn't do the Fresno
nice.
Fresno yes
right.
joke.
Good job.
Good job, Dave.
Yeah,
he was just the whole running bit was like it took him an hour. Basically, like an hour in is when he started talking. Mostly.
Okay, so they played like a solid hour before.
Yeah, he did a couple times, but like it was. It was about an hour in as we started, like, all right, let's have a conversation,
yeah.
Fresno. And so he's like, I don't know how much, if he knew this already going on stage and he just was playing, made doing a bit, or if he was realizing it on stage. But he was like, so, like, earlier in the show, he does a, like, so how many of you been to a Foo Fighters show? And about maybe about half the crowd was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, how many you have been? And about half the crowd was like, yeah, no. And he kind of took offense. He took offense to that.
Right.
And he was like, okay, this is what you're going to expect. And I was like, cause you have a fucking plane here, asshole.
Did you yell that really loud?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's
but he wouldn't have heard it. I was too far. But, and so, like, you know, he goes on with the show. And then about the halfway point, he's like, so how many, you know, we've been here before, right? And he's like, how many times have we been here? And he's like, one, two, three. And he's like, what? What the fuck? Never? You said, no, zero time? I said, never? He said, get the fuck out of here. We've never played here. And he was like, I couldn't tell much. He was just like doing his bit. Right, or if he was like, really? We haven't played here?
That's awesome.
So, I think it felt like they knew that and made up for it because their show was extra long than they normally been doing all tour.
Right. They played
usually 22 songs. They played 26 songs. Yeah. Yeah. As opposed to 22 songs they normally do.
Tell me about this. So someone I know who went said that there was a lot of product placement in the show. Did you notice? You made a point about in your review, which people can read at thefresno.com. The only negative thing you had to say about the whole thing was...
He was drinking a Coors Light.
And so my friend was like, he thought that it looked really suspicious.
Yeah.
That he was drinking it and then, like, sort of realized that you couldn't see the label or whatever and turned it so that people could see. He might have.
Like, I could go either way on that. Yeah. I could be convinced he was just drinking a beer and wasn't paying attention. Or I could see him, like, saying, hey, drink this Coors Light.
Right, right.
Because they do a bit after the first. After they, you know, at a rock show, you pretend the show's over.
Right, right.
And you do a light goodbye. All right, thank you, everyone. Good night.
New Kids on the Block did the same thing.
But you're very mellow.
Right.
You're very mellow about it. It's not, you're not like, this is it.
Right.
You're just like, all right, cool. Thanks for the show.
Yeah, good show.
And then they keep the lights down so you know, okay, it's an encore. Right. And so they do a little, like a little fisheye secret camera back there, like they were secretly being taped, but they knew they were being taped. And they're like, and so he's like trying to get the crowd to like convince them to come back out. Right. And he's like drinking his beer. And so I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
And you know, you got to get paid. So if that's the case, that's the case.
That's how they had to make up for not getting out themselves anymore.
Yeah. All you people who didn't buy Sonic Highways.
That don't buy physical Concrete and Gold albums. Then this is what happens. They got to make their money somewhere.
So staying on shows and Save Mart Center, this week we found out why, well, me sort of found out. We have a somewhat reason as to why Jay-Z canceled his Save Mart Center show. So he was supposed to play, what was it, beginning of November, I think, maybe? At the Save Mart Center and kind of like last minute, maybe the day before, canceled the show. And a lot of people were upset, you know, and a lot of people thought it was ticket sales because I kind of think, you know, when they cancel shows like this, unless it's something really obvious, they tend to not give you a reason, you know, they're just like, and maybe later it'll come out, you know. Chris Stapleton had that hand thing, but when he first announced, it was just like, "Yeah, the show's been postponed." You know, they just kind of they're these kind of blanket statements.
Van Halen canceled, but it was like the band was actually fighting, and they ended up canceling everything anyway. Yeah. So it wasn't like a Fresno
But when
thing.
It came out, they're just like, "Hey, we canceled." And they tend to not give reasons and whatever. So, you know, I think it was right to assume that it could be because of ticket sales. I mean, I guess that kind of stuff happens, although I don't think I've ever seen that before. But this week, actually, he had canceled another show someplace in the Midwest or back east, and someone had a reporter had asked him about it, and he said the reason that he canceled was because they logistically they couldn't do what he needed them to do to make the show happen in the way that he wanted it to happen. I guess he has kind of an elaborate stage show and these giant screens that kind of hang from the ceiling. And so he said, that's why I canceled the show, because I'm not going to half-ass anything. You know, if I'm going to do a show, it's going to be exactly the way I want it to be. And they couldn't facilitate that for me. It's the same reason I canceled in Fresno.
Oh,
so, you know, which kind of in my mind puts it on the venue, you know, and of course the venue, they're not going to say anything one way or another. You know, they don't have, you know, a say in what happens. It's not like, and I could only assume A, that they did everything they could to try to make it work for it, and B, you know, I've seen a lot of shows at the Save Mart Center. I've seen a lot of crazy big shows, different kind of things. I can't imagine that they would not be able to accommodate what he needed. Like, I just, that seems odd to me. So, you know, I take him at his word, I guess, because, you know, you have to, but at the same time, I feel like
that's sort of a it's a weird, that's sort of like get out.
Yeah.
Like easy, like, well, like, you know, generic kind of like, well, they could, there was some stuff.
There was some, and they couldn't, you know, so, I don't know. I don't know if you want to believe that or not, but that's what he came out and said. And, I don't know. I don't know how that would make me feel. I mean, in one respect, I, you got to respect it in that, like, if that's the case, if he was like, I can't do the show I want, I'm not going to do a show at all, I guess. At the same time, it's like, well, now there's a bunch of people here who wanted to see Jay-Z who maybe will never see Jay-Z.
You really couldn't have made that adjustment just so you can do the show. Right. Like, whatever that was, really, you couldn't. Right. Like, unless it's a safety issue and, like, what could it be? And it's like, why could you not do it?
Right. So, I don't know. I found it was interesting. And it was especially interesting because that was the question that I think everyone had when the show got canceled, right? It's like, why? We want to know what the heck was going on. Mm-hmm. I don't think this really answers that 100%, you know. Or it kind of just gives more questions in my mind. But
boo, Jay-Z. Don't trust him.
Yeah, don't trust Jay-Z.
He does another show.
Well, you know, so Rocky, who we had on last time, he was like, you know, Jay-Z, that album, Jay-Z just dropped the album. Well, I mean, it had like a bazillion Grammy nominations.
Oh,
it has to be sort of good.
The Grammys are famous for retro. They basically nominate you for a later album, and making up for the album they should have nominated you for.
Yeah, no, that's totally true. And I was thinking about this with Metallica, you know. So remember when Metallica was like at their height? 100% at their height. Mm-hmm. They were nominated for a Grammy and they got beat out by Jethro Tull or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
However many years later, when in Metallica is no longer like relevant at all in my mind.
They are still a little bit, but not like, yes.
Now they're moving to the classic rock side. In Rocky's opinion, estimation, this Jay-Z album was terrible. I liked it myself, but that's just me. So, anyway, what else? What else was happening?
I thought of this at Foo Fighters.
Oh.
So I guess now, like, the Fox, 95.7 Fox,
the Fox,
definitive classic rock station. There's, you know, there's this mix of like every year, like maybe some band is indoctrinated into the Fox catalog.
Are we going
to
get some
like there used to be Van Halen, wasn't there? Now Van Halen's a classic rock band.
Nirvana.
So like
it's probably
when's Nirvana shift into?
Oh,
are we going to start hearing Nirvana?
I think
'90s
is already. On the Fox.
On the Fox. Because we're keeping local here.
Soon.
When am I going to start hearing Nirvana on the Fox?
I think soon.
We'll have to ask Carter.
I think pretty soon. I think the '90s. We're gonna start hearing. I thought you were going a different way.
Or Metallica
with that. I think I actually have heard Metallica on the Fox before.
Oh.
Like the And Justice for All. Like I'm fairly certain that that they play Metallica a bit. But
so it's like
Metallica in my mind, Metallica is a little different because Metallica was like from the '80s.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like Nirvana is definitely from the Night Foo Fighters. Right. Like, I so thought they, you were going to go
out. They, you know, like they, like Guns N' Roses, Fox, now the established Fox band.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good question. I do not know. I do not know. But you do you want to let's take our music break. We got a lot of music.
Where were we gonna sit? Where did you think I was going?
Oh, I thought when are we gonna start hearing hip hop on these? You know, because now
well,
look,
it's rock,
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted NWA.
It's different.
Beastie Boys are in there.
See, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now is just sort of you might as well just say Music Hall of Fame, but not jazz.
Well,
but not jazz and classical. Like it's
right. Well. I don't know. But,
jazz and classical can go on their own their thing.
That's why I thought you were going to go with it. I thought were going to be like, when are we going to hear Jay-Z on whatever?
Right.
And, you know, we did have that classic
hip-hop
station
that
for
just,
a while.
It's gone now, though.
Yeah, no, like, they weren't able to make that work. So
it was up for... It was neat when it was first on.
Oh, yeah. So let's keep with the music. There's some more music stuff I want to bring up, but let's do Bandit Episode.
Band of the episode, which is a band that may or may not still be together.
Louis
causing problems.
I think
there.
This is the. I think they're done. So the band is Meet Me at Montauk. So if you're a local, he's barking. The dog's barking. if you are in the local scene, you've definitely heard of Meet Me at Montauk. They played for a while and then they kind of like there's an ebb and flow as bands go, and they recently played what I believe to be. And I would have to look it up again, but their final show. So it was Strummers and the pictures and stuff I saw just made it look really awesome. It looked like there were a lot of people there really having a great time. So let's play a little bit.
Can someone please lace my drink with arsenic? Place my dreams inside of it. Cause I am so terrified. Can anyone sleep? Could they please show me how to? I'm miserable without you. Wasting and wasting time is
trust
very
me,
close.
I'll be coming for
the space between you and the wall.
Clearly on a call for
outside your house at 3 a.m.
Not another bag again.
My whole body aches and I'm in pain.
It's all complicated.
Wasting and wasting time is very close. Between you and the wall, outside your house at 3 a.m.
Got another bag in my
head. My whole body aches and I'm in pain.
Yeah, it's all complicated.
Yeah, it's my bed. It's my bed.
Cigarette and alcohol.
My heart will stop before you fall.
Cigarette and alcohol.
My heart will stop before you fall.
MMAM. Meet Me at Montauk. Yeah. So the other kind of music thing that I'd like to bring up and get your take on it actually comes from Patrick Contreras, El Violin, as he's now known.
El Violin.
Or Violin on Fire, Patrick Contreras. The violin guy.
Yeah. He does it all. He can do anything with the violin.
So he posted this up the other day, and I think it was I found it to be a really good post, and there was a lot of interaction there. And he suggested that it was finally time that Fresno had two things. One, a Music Hall of Fame, and two, an annual, I don't know, best, an annual awards show, ceremony, something.
Okay.
Which like, I think...
There's a Sports Hall of Fame. Sure. So why not a music
and hall? And a lot of cities have this. You know, Bakersfield has a Musicians Hall of Fame.
What?
There's
because they had that Bakersfield sound base things off of.
And, you know, other places have these annual best of, I don't even, like, celebrations. I think Modesto has their Modesto Music Awards or whatever each year. So it's not something that, that hasn't been done before. I sort of felt like when I read this in the same way, and we've talked about this a bunch of times, if for anyone who's listened to this podcast for any length of time, back in the day when Mike Oz was like, how come Fresno doesn't have a music festival? Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh yeah, how come Fresno doesn't have a music? And I felt the same way, like, so music, Musicians Hall of Fame, how come we don't, well, this is my question to you. Is it time that Fresno has a Music Hall of Fame or an award show? Is there one that you would like to see more than the other? Do you think that we would be able to support something like that?
I would support that. I think we do. I think you would make it a combo where you have a Hall of Fame and
then every year
it's a yearly it's yearly awards for Fresno music and. Within that is a Hall of Fame induct.
Yep. That's exactly what my thought was.
The question is, like, who's going to do it?
Right.
Where's the money going to come from and who's going to do it?
Thinking about it, I mean, it just seems like a
I mean, you could do
big undertake. I mean,
you could keep it real lean and just do it as a website and, you know, chronicle it that way.
Yeah,
and
you could do it.
Keep records that way. And that's not going to cost anything. It's just, that's just manpower.
Right.
Time.
And it depends on how you want to set it up, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that some people were suggesting, you know, that there would be a board and that board would vote and you would kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the way, realistically, would be the way to go about it. So
ideally,
that it's not just
that
like
would be the way
a bunch of people kind of deciding. Because, you know, we've done this thing before, me and you with the Fuse Fest, where like the people who are doing it are kind of set the tone and the whatever for... you know what it is. And so if it were me and you doing this Hall of Fame, it would be
it would be very,
you know,
different than
all about the Neanderthals and Circus Bogus or whatever.
Circus Bogus.
Which wouldn't necessarily be the same if it, you know, there's other people.
Yeah,
that would have.
I mean, yeah, to do it right, you need a mix of people and mix of committed people, and that's the hard part. The mix of committed people that can commit to meet and be cordial and open to
and
a
I
discussion
see, and I and, see it could I see it could also go the other, like there's lots of ways that it could go wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I could see it going the other wrong way, where it's like the mix of people that mix of committed people would have a very certain and limited scope of what makes up Fresno music.
Yeah.
And so a lot of bands and genres
you wouldn't want too many type A personalities.
Right.
That's just, doesn't work.
Because you have to have hip hop included, for instance, I would think. You know, you would have to have indie rock and that kind of stuff included.
Jazz.
Yeah. I mean, I would think you would have to go throughout the, because we just have so much of each. And I feel like there's a lot of people who have very specific knowledge about a very specific group.
Mm-hmm.
But you would need to have it really wide, you know. I mean, you could, I suppose, just do a Fresno Jazz Hall of Fame or a Fresno Hip Hop Hall of Fame or whatever it is. But so here's the other thing. Let's say it was happening.
Ooh.
Okay. Uh-oh. Inaugural class.
Oh,
who's
crap.
In it? Who's in it?
You're rallying me now.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting you on the spot.
Gosh.
There has to at least be two or three that you can just throw out like that. I mean, I know I have my...
You know what?
I'll throw out some names that other people threw out.
Go.
So Let's Go Bowling was a clear and easy
there
one.
There you go. That's definitively
Fashawn. I think it was
Fashawn
a fair and easy one. Dick Contino, who he died, I think, earlier this year. He was a accordion player. I think we talked about him a little bit on the show
in Vegas. And all
yeah, he was in Vegas. Yeah. He was a huge guy. I think Bob Wills, who was like a old school country swing guy. He was from town here.
Okay.
Bill Church. Timmy T. Bill Church. That was another one. Timmy T.
Timmy T.
So, I mean, there's...
There's one band that's still current doing stuff now. Mossy Moss.
40 Watt Hype.
40 Watt, thank you. I think 40 Watt Hype has earned that spot. Patrick has earned that spot.
Yeah.
I mean... There's a lot.
And see, when you start going down like that, it's like, well, okay, yeah, but, you know, like, and I would agree that I think Patrick is one of those people. Grindelp, yeah, I think he just had his 30th anniversary. Mm-hmm. John Clifton was another one.
Oh, yeah, Clifton Brothers.
The Clifton Brothers, Roger Perry. You start going down the list, and I mean, I think you can.
Yeah, if you don't throw everyone in at the first inauguration thing, right. You know, you could actually stretch it out and every year having solid.
I think, you know, you start I haven't given it enough thought to like figure out like, okay, who is it one person every year? Is it, you know, how you figure it out? But I am very intrigued by the idea. And I, you know, if someone were to come to me and say, "Hey, what do you think? Would you be willing to help out?" I may be amicable to that.
Oh, there you go. Josh says he may be open to being on a board.
I'm just saying.
For Fresno Hall of Fame.
Music Hall of Fame. And award show. I also know how some of these things work out, though, man, with these award shows and stuff, because, you know, I remember, for instance, Fresno Famous had the Famous Award. I don't even know what it was called. Fresno.
Did that happen in Full Circle? What was it?
I believe.
Fresno Famous event, music event in Full Circle. And I don't remember.
So we would do.
The famous things, though?
The Frebbies? The online awards?
Those are different.
Yeah.
But no, I was.
Well, no, this
trying
one.
To think what Jared. What Jared
oh,
used to
I,
do.
I don't know. I just remember I did it several years and it was just a simple thing. And we would have online voting. But I just remember.
Oh, yes.
How,
okay.
You remember what
sorry,
I'm talking
yes.
about?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That was like the first thing.
And it was.
That wasn't the Fresno
right,
B.
Right. And it was fucking horrendous.
Oh,
it was just
it was
hard.
A mess.
It was a mess. Right,
because there was like one, there was this one crappy band that they may even been a cover band. I don't know that like got in there and like got them 1,000
right,
votes.
Right, yeah. And everyone's like, "How is this?" You know,
what the hell?
So I think you have to set it up in a way so that kind of stuff doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's the whoever you have promoting it and putting it on, you have to have the right group in there. Otherwise, it'll just get really mixed up. But I do know that. I want to say Modesto has their own version. So there are things that we could look to to say like this is how someone else does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bakersfield has their thing, etc. So I don't know. That was a thought that excited me.
Yeah. What group was talking about this on Facebook?
Patrick. It was on Patrick's Patrick Contreras
brought it up on his own
Facebook page.
Because these Fresno Facebook groups are just getting crazy
too many.
Now.
Yeah.
There's just too many. There's the downtown groups get like
For the Love of Downtown.
Get super nerdy.
Fresno For the Love. Fresno or something. I don't know. There's a million of them. Yeah.
I'm gonna switch off there. Sorry.
Okay. No.
Did I have it written down? Okay. The Fresgo app. Downloaded this app?
I have not.
Because on those downtown groups, because somebody was complaining how like one of the. There was a trash can that has been overflowing for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown on Kern.
That is
people thought it might have been full, but it was Kern. So he's like, is anyone going to take care of this? Like, I pay taxes. This is my responsibility to freaking empty out city trash cans.
Right.
And I think Veronica Stump was like, "Oh, try the Fresgo app." And I was like, "What?" I remember hearing about this app, but I've never.
So did you?
So apparently,
you do it?
I was going to download it today.
Oh, okay.
In preparation for this podcast, and I did not do it. So, but I guess you can go there and report things like that. So, you know, city things where the city should come out and right. take care of.
So that's something that happens downtown kind of often, I see, where there are trash cans that are just overflow. And what gets really kind of crappy about it sometimes is, you know, it gets kind of overflowing, and then someone comes in and digs through it to get whatever.
And then it's
there's
over.
Just shit everywhere all over the street. And so it looks horrible. So, no, I don't. I have not done that app. If anyone who is listening now
well,
has.
According on that Facebook group, it seems to work pretty
okay.
well.
Okay. Well, there
I
you
know.
Go.
In the past,
I remember hearing or reading either Mark Standriff with City or maybe even the mayor saying mm-hmm. like, "We have this app set up for you guys." It's this is, so.
I would say I don't know if graffiti's tied in with that app or not, but when I would call
graffiti,
I haven't had to do it since I moved. But when I lived over near the tower in the tower district near the tower district, I would call. They would come out the next day. They're out that. If you have graffiti, make sure to call the Fresno graffiti team because
the abatement team, yeah.
They will come out
in the
next day, even that day sometimes. So they're just basically like hanging out, waiting for you to tell them to go take care of some graffiti. They'll go do it.
They'll clean it up all nice, like.
So I'm recommending that.
But. All right, there you go. What else? What else is.
That was what's happening.
That was my music. The extent. I don't think there's any other music stuff that I can think of.
Okay.
Okay.
What's do you know enough to tell me what's really going on with this Amazon Fresno? What Fresno's offering Amazon as opposed to what other cities are offering as far as the Amazon headquarters wants to move their
headquarter
second
two.
Headquarter two.
HQ2 they call it.
HQ2. They're looking for cities. They're like, who wants us?
Right.
What kind of deals?
So here's So Amazon is doing this thing where they're taking over the world essentially. they're just expanding, and they're expand. What they like to expand into rural areas, I think, because land is kind of cheap here.
Yeah.
And generally, rural areas need economic development, and so they can come in and kind of write their own check, like whatever. So, they have this HQ2 that's coming up. There's a lot of different cities that are vying for it. And most of the cities are just coming up straight up and saying, like, we'll give you incentives, either straight up cash money or tax rebates. So essentially, like, you can operate tax free for, you know, however many years.
Yeah.
Fresno set up, had a different plan for it, which is. And you can go online and find this and read all about it. The Fresno Bee has a story about it, but you can actually find the actual proposal, I think, if you go to the Fresno City of Fresno website. But something to the – it sort of works like this. Instead of giving them a tax exemption or whatever, or giving that money back, we take that tax money and we set 85% of that aside – in a special fund that then has a board that sort of oversees how that money is spent. And on that board would be a representative from Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that would run for 100 years, right? So the idea being that instead of just straight up giving them everything.
Right.
We say, no, you're going to pay the same amount of tax, you know, whatever that you normally would. It would be the normal kind of thing. But we'll set aside some of that and give you a say in how that money is spent, right?
Yeah,
and they're assuming, you know, that money would, that Amazon would want to use that money to, you know, help for things like roads around their facilities,
around their
green
facility.
Parks around their facilities, or for employees that work there, like that kind of thing. So, it would be the idea of, really giving them a sense of buy-in, right? And so, depending on what you're reading, this is either a really smart way and unique, like out of the box thinking, or this is. Giving the devil the keys to the city. The LA Times had a piece on it and not focusing on Fresno. It was focusing on what
all what everyone's doing, because cities everywhere, they want, I mean, Amazon's the biggest company right now and they're huge, and a boom
only gonna get bigger
wherever they're at. So a lot of cities are trying, you know, there's cities that are like, we'll name our city Amazon. Yeah. And so the LA Times was like, this is really smart of Fresno to do. You know, they're working outside the box. They're not giving everything away. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to create a sort of some synergies or whatever. Seattle Times, and this is probably the one that most people have seen because it's the one that's getting passed around by the, people who think Amazon is the devil.
Yeah.
I think their headline for the story was like, this city hall brought to you by Amazon. And they and they were essentially saying, you know, they were equating it to Fresno giving Amazon a seat on the city council or whatever.
Right.
And I don't personally think that's what's happening. I mean, you know, this isn't all of the money, right? So it isn't like all of that tax money is going into this fund. It isn't the city saying, hey, Amazon, you can have a say in how we use the general fund. It's a specific set right. aside amount yeah. of money. It's money that we wouldn't have had. Mm-hmm. We won't have.
I mean, that they're generating.
Right. It's money they're generating for us that normally and that most cities are just giving back to the to Amazon. You know, most cities are saying, hey, you don't have to pay this to us for, you know, whatever. So Ulta Beauty, who just opened their warehouse, their deal with Fresno is for 30 years tax exemption or whatever. So to me, my question is, like, is that better? Like, so a lot of people are complaining about this. Like, why would Fresno do this? This is so just like Fresno to, like, want this company to come in and save it. And mm-hmm. my question is, well, would it be better if we just said, come in, Amazon, and not pay anything, you right. know? And I think some people
Which
think that's...
Which is what everyone right. does.
And I think that's what people... I mean, either you don't want Amazon to come in, and that's fine. I mean, there are probably arguments why Amazon wouldn't be good. Mm-hmm. And if that's your argument, that's one thing. But to say that, like, this is Fresno bending over so that Amazon could, you know, put mm-hmm. it in our butts or whatever. I mean, and that's really kind of like the... A lot of people, that's the sentiment that they're going after this with, yeah. and I just don't. I mean, I personally don't get it. I don't see why it's a problem that the company is that a company who is going to have a major stake here is asked to have a major stake. I mean,
right?
I don't know. And these are a lot of the same people that are saying this are the same people who are really passionate, let's say, and I'm going to do quotes, but about gentrification and that kind of mm-hmm, thing. Mm-hmm. And it's the same kind of idea. It's like, okay, I get what they're saying. The alternative they're presenting is just that we languish in our own...
Not do anything.
Right.
I mean, and this... I'm with you on this. I like it. I think it's a smart thing to be doing. It separates us from most everybody. And because everybody's going to give them like, no, you don't have to pay anything. Just come
right,
here.
Just come here.
And that's what everyone does because
that's what we've done.
That big.
And yeah. that's what we've done forever.
Right. And at some point, you got to do something different. And yeah. at some point, you want some of that tax money.
Right.
Especially Fresno, we can use it since we're not getting any marijuana money.
Right. Right. Well, right.
The overall concept of Amazon's in general taking over the country retail wise bothers me. But,
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not going to, them coming to Fresno isn't going to hurt or help that.
That's a
separate issue.
Yeah. That's you not buying Amazon, people.
They're not,
you know,
they're like, not opening up Fashion Fair Mall Amazon Mall.
Right.
It's a distribution place. So it's not going to hurt local business necessarily any more than it would if Amazon moved to Bakersfield
or
something.
Or, yeah.
So there's no argument there. Like, that's a separate argument. So now you're talking about, okay, which is better, them to not pay any taxes and come here or them to pay taxes and have control, some control over what happens to their mind.
And I think it's a minimal amount, and I don't know, people would probably argue with me. It's definitely not 100% of whatever. It is a fund that they sort of, that is being, that would be set aside, and they would not be the only person, you know, they would not be the sole proprietor of that money. You know, there would be a group of people, including, you know, of stakeholders in the community that would all come together. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's something we're going to hear about. We're going to be seeing a lot more of, I think, the arguments for it one way or another. And the thing is, I don't know where this stands. I don't think that, like, Amazon is even... I mean, I think we have presented it to Amazon, but, you know, Amazon's probably going to go some other place anyway.
They're going to probably go wherever they wanted to go in the first place. But
so this is more, you know, I think this is more just about how our city looks at economic development, how our city looks at growth. And another thing to keep in mind is, like, look, we have to be able to diversify, and this is something people have been saying forever, our economy. Like, we have an ag economy stay that way. It's not sustainable.
And we have that advantage of having the number one ag economy in the world, and, like, why not bump that and get a second industry where we're not all reliant on that, and then that becomes a huge deal for us because, say, like San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, they have ports to get a lot of money from that we don't have. So we have agriculture that they don't have, and so we need to bump that, you know, like the what's happening tech wise downtown is a big deal.
Yeah.
With that, for us, I think we need to all, you know, keep supporting that. And it sounds like they're going to be announcing, if they haven't already, some more real estate that,
Bitwise.
Yeah. Thank you. I always blank on Bitwise's name for some reason. That Bitwise is going to announce some, sounds like some more real estate they're buying.
Oh, man. Okay.
Which I'm sort of confused. I'm not confused, but, like, it seems like Bitwise is basically a real estate company that facilitates tech. Like, they're like a real estate company that specializes in tech.
I think this is what I'm getting now from
Bitwise. Yeah. Instead of, like, before I would think you would thought of it as, like, oh, it's our Google.
Right.
No, it's just, they're just real estate company.
They are, yes. I think they might have some tech products, but I think for the most part, they're sort of the incubator.
Right.
You know, so they have the facilities to bring to host a startup that would become Google. I think.
Right. They're the best realtor to go with if you're a tech person.
Yeah. And I don't think they're, you know, yeah, I mean, it's they're, I don't think that's 100%.
Not real. I know that's not accurate, but your point is buy buildings, basically.
They buy buildings and they rehab them and they set them
which
up.
Which is awesome.
Super awesome. Those buildings aren't doing anything otherwise.
Yeah. Anyway, so. Jerk buildings just sitting there.
Yeah, just sitting there doing nothing.
Good thing Bitwise there. Oh, Brewery District. It's happening.
Oh.
New. We have something new finally to talk about.
Yes.
Right down the street from Bitwise. Hot PK is open. And everyone rejoiced. Now there's a legit, like,
gastropub.
Yeah, gastropub.
Is that so? We were having this conversation the other day, and I don't think it is. But someone was like, "Oh, it's the first gastropub in Fresno," and it's like, "I don't think that's 100%."
Depends on how. Yeah. Sequoia. Sequoia is a brew pub. Right. What's the difference between gastropub and brew pub?
So I think the quality of the food, I think,
quality is
the,
is a little better
and the style.
Pub.
Yeah, so gastropub is a little more.
I think you could have
cut
Fresno Brewing Company was a gastropub.
I think Fresno Brewing Company. I think Peeves would probably be
slash Peeves
would have been there. Typically, I think gastropubs are a little more like in tied into the brewing part of
right.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so for those who don't know, this is the collab between the House of Pendragon and Pita Kebab that's been happening. Yep. It's supposed to have been happening
2 years
for,
ago.
Like, yeah, they won the Downtown Partnership Innovation Award. Uh-huh. I don't know what the thing was, but we probably talked about it. It was a competition, and they won it. and they gave the money back, or they turned down they the give, building or yeah. whatever, because they knew where they wanted to be, and there was this very specific, well, now it's open.
Yeah,
and,
finally, after
you've been there,
trial
so,
and tribulations, I have been there.
What's the takeaway?
It's very cool. I mean, I went on their soft opening night.
Right. So they had a limited menu.
It was limited, so but it was still great. The food is good, and the beer is good. I mean, I already knew the beer is good. House of Pendragon beer. It's good.
Yeah.
Excellent beer. And they have guest taps, too, so it's not just House of Pendragon beer.
Much like House Pita Kebab down in Visalia.
Right.
You've been to that before.
Yeah. And the interior is great. They have this Fresno skyline behind the bar. But it looks like it's on fire. I guess that's the point. It's on fire.
Oh.
It's like Fresno skyline's on fire.
That's
what I got from it when I looked at it. I was like, oh, is it supposed to be on fire?
This is the homeless people?
Like somebody set the fires. It's like that tribute to that firebug from the 50s
or whatever. Yeah.
And there's like this water tower.
I saw the water tower. It looks really cool. Yeah.
And it's really cool. And so it's they did a good job in there.
Here's the thing that I was intrigued by.
Cool place.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Some people said there was like an hour and a half wait.
And that's what Foo Fighters happening over at Save Mart Center.
So they were and several people were like, this is something that doesn't happen downtown. Like it doesn't happen.
You don't get a half hour wait for Joe's?
You don't have wait at all anywhere.
Wait,
ever.
No, I beg to differ on that.
Okay, go ahead.
At
Cosmo does have a way. You're correct.
Boom! All those people are wrong.
All right. But I think what they're saying kind of holds some truth. Yeah, I mean, Cosmo does have. You got to have reservations, or there could be a wait. Cosmo's kind of especially the evening time.
I might have waited for that sushi place. Seems like I've waited for
really?
That place before.
I probably have to. I think, but they're
if you want to be technical about it, actually, I've waited at several locations downtown.
You're right. But I think the excitement, and if they could carry that over, I mean, that's what we need downtown is we need a place that people are like super excited about going to and hanging out at. And we need some place like that, you know, that's just
It's a place that everyone can go to where, you know, all these downtowns always had somewhere for downtown people.
Sure,
adventurous downtown people
could
always find something to eat downtown.
If you're adventurous.
If you're adventurous and you know what you're doing. This is a place where anybody can come and find it. You know, I know North, we don't have to cater to North Fresnans, but North Fresnan can go to Hoppy K and be comfortable.
Right.
Not be, you know.
And here's the awesome thing. When you have people like waiting and standing in the lines and all that kind of stuff, those people need something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if suddenly those people have a coffee shop that's walkable nearby, have some retail that's walkable nearby, then you suddenly see how everything can start coming together, right? And this is what you see in other cities all the time. You know, San Francisco, you go to San Francisco, it's like every stinking place you go to, there's people standing outside, you know. And so it could be some people are like, oh, I want to get some food here at Hot PK. It's going to be an hour. All right, I'm going to walk down to Taga Sequoia, and then I'll be back.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of stuff we want. That's the kind of stuff we want. So I'm very excited. I think it's
Can
great.
You go in that coffee place that's inside Bitwise? Is that open that night?
I don't know about. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, that might be something
that they would want to
go wander into Bitwise building.
Yeah. It may be something they would want to do at some point if that happens, you know. So
But I'm very happy that's there. I can't wait for Zach's Brewing to open up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more excited about that at this point.
Okay.
But I'm super happy.
And that's
that
coming.
Hot
I saw they have been posting.
They've been doing all their diligence to do. It's just the amount of licensing and permits and stuff to get through the Fresno and through the state and federal just. It's a monumental task.
Right. But they're doing it, and so hopefully that'll be soon.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess we can officially call it a brewery district now that Hot PK is open.
Can we?
I don't know.
Sure, all right. I mean, they were doing it.
411 Ales is still trying to.
There's a giant mural up on it that says it. So, you know, let's
Brewery District, Tioga Sequoia.
That's really, I mean, here's the full circles over there.
Full circle.
I think they kind of get forgotten about a little bit because they're a little bit off of the off of the path.
Yeah, I wish Full Circle was on the other side of the tracks. But
yeah, I went down there last night and it was really good. I had a pretty good time, but it's definitely like as it stands right now, Tioga for me is walkable. I can walk from where I live to Tioga. I wouldn't be 100%. I mean, I could definitely do it.
Yeah.
And being the kind of person I am, I could probably do it without, like, you know, I'm not going to get jumped or beaten or whatever. My comfort level.
You can run fast.
Yeah.
Fast
runner. I could run there.
If you're by yourself, you can just, like, I'm just going to run away from this dude.
Right. I could ride my whatever. That being said, my comfort level at it is not quite there yet. So
well, it's like, Tioga's like out and your outer edge of walking to.
Right.
And so add
another two or three blocks
and it's like, all right, that's too much. There's always a demarcation line for walking too.
Yep. And I think that
Tiger's just right before it.
Train tracks are it on that point. So all right, what else? Is there anything else? Are we getting close
to
the
good, man. I think it's time to
plug it up. Yeah, how about you start?
Oh, okay. As always, TheFresnan.com.
Great stuff.
Blog.
You had a really great little Foo Fighter preview that I think I really enjoyed, and I think a lot of people really got amped by that. So that was a good one.
Thank you.
I appreciated
it's,
that.
It's fun when something happens that it's a lot. It's easy. As you know, it's easier to write when it's something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Something you're into. Right. You're like, oh, this will be fun to write.
Right.
And as opposed to like, I gotta write
about. I gotta find something to write about.
So that was fun. And I gave a review, which I don't do.
Right.
And
also good, I thought.
So, and I'm not a reviewer. It's just beyond my capabilities.
Well, I think you did a good job. I mean, the tough thing about doing, or the thing about doing reviews is, you just kind of have to figure out what it is that you're doing, you know. And when I do reviews, I tend to just paint the picture like this is what it was like to be there, like you know. What you were doing, it's like you're a fan, so you're gonna have that perspective about it, and so that's what you gave.
I was all about set list,
right? And I think that's perfect. And truthfully, like if you're thinking about how that is useful to people, that's what people want to know. If they weren't at the show, they want to know what did they play. And if you were at the show, you just need to give them enough, like, oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that moment. You know, so I thought it was really good. Anyway,
he did a good moment too, where there was a kid in the audience, and he's probably 11 or so, and he had like a little sign and stuff. He's just like, "That's what a Foo Fighter shows." And he's like, "See, we got that." And then right behind him, I don't know how he did it, but right behind him, there was a grandma.
Oh no!
Like, she was in her 60s, probably.
Yeah,
maybe. Like, no offense to the person if you're listening. Yeah. I don't.
She's I'm like, gonna I was say 40.
I'm gonna say 50.
Okay. All right.
But she, she
anywhere
was
anywhere from 30 to 70.
Right. And it was like, he was like, "That's a Foo Fighter show. That guy," and the kid, and they show the kid and her.
That's
and like,
rad.
"That's a Foo Fighter show."
Really
and
then, cool.
So that was a cool little moment
he
came up with. Those are my favorite things when a band can do a moment that's not going to happen
in another arena.
So yeah, the Fresno.com and some other podcasts. The perfect pour, craft beer show.
I always get confused.
A show called Flow the Famous. Listen, comes out every month, first Monday of the month.
So perfect pour. That's
perfect pour,
the craft
beer show with podcast. Matt and Nick Napolitano,
and that's a weekly thing.
Weekly thing every Friday. There's always local stuff.
Yeah,
in there.
Good beer
mix
you,
of
you
local
drink
and
stuff.
National beer drinking. Yeah, yeah, lots of beer drinking. Lots of beer. If you can, beer drinking sounds.
Right. Right. And people call in.
People call in. Lots of call ins.
Yeah, which
lots
is really
stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
And the Get Off My Podcast.
Get Off My Podcast.
Harrison Ford show. We just did a new one, so there's a new one out there.
Okay.
And Star Wars coming up a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Very excited.
December Star Wars.
Very excited. He's not in it.
Harrison, no.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Well, he could be.
He was. What was funny is his name was in, at one point on the IMDb page, his name was on the list of cast members for episode 8.
It has since been.
But it's been pulled.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The only way you could have. You can't.
Like it's, a flashback.
Yeah,
or
and Star Wars doesn't do flashbacks right. for the most part. Very tiny flashbacks.
Right. So he would be maybe like a...
I don't think he's
He doesn't have the Force, so he couldn't do like an Obi-Wan kind of thing.
No, exactly. Yeah, he can't do a Force Ghost thing. So, and then... oh, sorry, man.
Whoa.
Dorktown. We're still doing Dorktown. It's just on a hiatus right now.
Okay, okay.
But it'll come back.
And that's the
It's comedy with Becky.
Comedy podcast.
The beautiful producer Becky
and the
adventurous Bells.
The adventurous. That's a good way to. That's a kind thing to say about Bells.
He's the man. The Bells. The biggest personality in podcasting.
That's probably true. That could be true. Hey, what do we think about Joe Rogan coming to town?
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big podcaster coming to town. Not that he's a comedian that has a podcast.
Right.
His podcast is pretty huge.
Like, yeah.
There's not too many bigger than his podcast. Yeah.
So, I can't remember when
is
that's
it coming to
up.
Tower? Or?
No, I think it's the Sorian Theater, actually. It's like a, you know, a pretty big thing.
Classy place for Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan, yeah. Anything else that you want to either recommend or
I should have some recos right now, but I kind of don't.
Okay.
I haven't gone to outside of Hoppy K.
That's fine.
I'm good, man.
All right. So I will recommend, I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. So a lot of the stuff that we talk about on the show comes from there, you know, comes from just paying attention to what's happening at the Fresno Bee. And so
I hear you're going back into...
I'm back
into what you're doing before.
I'm back, yeah. So I was on on assignment, as
different
they say.
Assignment.
I was still at my desk, but I was on assignment, and so that is done. I'll be coming back and getting back into the whole thing. So you should be seeing some more music reviews, a little more entertainment coverage from me in the next little bit. So
cool.
I will also
who's
plug,
doing that? Sorry.
Yeah.
Who's doing the Friday column? Is that recent?
So the entertainment...
the 7 section.
Yeah, so we had done... I had been doing like a 7 things to do for the weekend, and we kind of... we have... her name is Candace, and she does... I don't know if you see, we have like a daily calendar that's like 5 things to do every day.
Yeah.
So she does that, and she does a really good job. Like, she kind of looks at all of our calendar stuff that we do and puts it together in a sign. So she had been doing it. Thankfully, I think she did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of picking it up from me and running with it. So she had been doing that. We hadn't really been doing a whole lot other than that week to week. I think that's going to be changing once I come back. So we should see a little more local content coming through there, I would think. So then I will plug in next month. I'll probably have a little more to say about this, but I just took part in a recording project, a band called the Dang It Bobbies.
Dang It Bobby. I got that right off.
A punkish,
dang it, Bobby.
Punkish kind of band with this guy Robbie. He's a sound engineer down in Visalia, and he had a bunch of songs that he was putting together and said, "Hey, come sing for me." And so we put together 5 songs. We'll have an EP coming out soon. I bet by next month we'll have at least a song to share.
Part of the Spanspick podcast? The guy from Spanspick?
No. Oh, okay. This is actually he had a studio down in Visalia for a while. He was in Kingsburg for a while. The last 2 It'll Grow Back records were recorded with him. Just does a really cool job, really kind of cool guy, and wrote some, I think, really good songs that I think people will really dig. So that's coming out, and we'll probably play at least a few shows. I don't know exactly what the band will look like yet, but we'll get some musicians to play with us for that. Let's see if there's anything else I can recommend, you know.
Beehive podcast?
I can recommend the Beehive podcast. So the Fresno Beehive does have a podcast that I'm part of. It comes out once a week. We talk about pop culture and media kind of stuff. Right now we've been talking a lot about sexual harassment allegations because that's just
happening. Fun. It's just so fun to talk about.
It's the thing. I guess I should also promote Aikido Fresno and Fresno School of Self-Defense. I am a part-time instructor both of those places. Aikido Fresno, we have classes every week. Same with Fresno School of Self-Defense. We also do seminars for Fresno School of Self-Defense. So if you want to look those up, self-defense seminars for women and then in general self-defense as well. So if you want to do that, you can, and you'll get to see me get punched and whatnot. So that's thrown around.
Worth it.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it. Or you get to see me punch and throw people around also, which could be fun. So if you want to check that out, you can just do a search. Aikido Fresno, Fresno School of Self-Defense. All right. I think that's it.
That's it.
So people can you've found us by now already. But if you have not yet left a review for us or told your friend or subscribe, do all of those
things. Tell your friends and subscribe. These are the cool things to do for us.
Yeah, that would be very helpful so we can...
Every Monday, the first Monday of the month,
you'll see it. Yep.
I'm sure we'll have our best of 2017.
Oh,
look forward to 2018 next time. We're going to have everyone's going to have a great Christmas ride. We're going to have safe holidays.
Definitely.
We'll see you on the other side.
And I'll count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2. Missed it.